Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Wow, what a good breakfast. And I don't mean just the scrambled eggs and the biscuits and gravy and all that
pancakes.
Good stuff.
Pancakes.
Incredible. Oh. We're talking about the breakfast this past weekend that the Northside Knights of Columbus kind of put on for Catholic Radio.
They did.
They actually
put
on.
It's a huge affair.
Breakfasts from time to time for various charitable organizations. And they're a super brunch on a Sunday morning from 8:30 till 12:30. And it's a free will offering to come in and bring all the family, whatever you want. And then whatever proceeds are, they give to a charity. And this last Sunday happened to be Catholic Radio. It was the charity they donated to. So we want to thank all the Knights of Columbus at the Northside Knights of Columbus over there on 71st, just west of Keystone, for that great service. It really is.
You know, they've done that before. It's really a much bigger deal than I imagined.
And so they do it all summer long, or do it for a long period. It's like the second or third Sunday of each month, or you know, it's a fixed time every month, and goes to all kinds of different charities, all good causes, of course. And we certainly appreciate them considering Catholic Radio for the recipient of one of those breakfasts. So
yeah, that
thanks
was
again.
Wonderful.
It was a great job, Knights. Thank you.
You know, we haven't mentioned this for a while, Jim, but you know, people do have cars every once in a while that they don't want anymore, and
you know,
they don't want to trade in.
And this time of the year, there's boats, RVs, motorcycles. And you know, all of those things, they're so easy to buy. If you want to go buy a motorcycle, you can buy half a dozen of them this afternoon. They're not easy to sell.
This is true.
It doesn't matter. Boat, motorcycle, RV, they all take a lot of repair. I mean, when you don't have one, you dream about just hopping on and riding and going forever. Yeah, right, until it breaks down and you got to haul it home and buy an expensive part in the shop and have somebody that's, you know, doesn't matter. Boat, motor, RV, the same thing. And they get expensive after a while, and the older they get, the more they need. And so, you know, if you've got one of those, boat, RV, motorcycle, car, truck, anything with a title that you're just kind of getting tired of, and it doesn't even matter if it runs or not.
That's the beauty of it, actually. I mean, the last couple that we've picked up were sitting in the person's driveway for ages and ages, and I think one or the other, husband or wife or somebody, said, get that out of here, and you make a phone call. The number's actually on our website, mm-hmm. And you make a phone call, they come and pick it up, do the paperwork, and Catholic Radio gets a check.
Right.
And you get the tax deduction.
Yeah, it's a smooth operation all around, and when you get especially kind of to the end of a line for a car or a vehicle of any kind, what do you do with it? You don't want to throw
right,
it away.
Sure.
Nobody's going to buy it from you. You don't want to sell it because you might be liable for it. So give it away. They'll salvage it. The company that we work with will salvage it if that's what it's worth. That still brings money to Catholic Radio. Or they'll take it to an auction. Whatever it brings, it comes to Catholic Radio. So if you've got a vehicle like that, hey, why not? You can call us here at 317-870-8400. Or as MJ said, go to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and there's a little donate your car button along the right-hand side there. And it's that simple. It really is. It's a on the website, it's a form you fill in, your name, address, phone number, etc. Goodbye, car.
You know, our guest today on Faith in Action is kind of a veteran, if you will, of our studio, Scott Seibert. He is the interim director right now for the Office of Pro-Life and Family Life. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be here in a different context than the last pew.
Right, so, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of, I mean, the last pew.
You're serious now. These are old people.
Yeah.
same format, different format.
Yeah, right.
You guys
slightly different hat today.
Little bit different hat, but you know what's fun is the last pew often hosts one of the segments of our radiothon, and the last time or the time I think last fall we sat in and they were kind of our guests and we were kind of their guests. The energy level of the last pew is off the charts.
It is. It's
off
great.
Off the charts. And we think we have fun here.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's all the Starbucks coffee we drink.
Is that it?
Yeah,
is
probably.
Yeah. Yeah, that is fun.
But they do have a good time. And if you haven't caught it, it is on at 9:30 Saturday and Sunday morning. Saturday and Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to listen to. It's different. It's a talk show. It originates right here in Indianapolis. And it's local people talking about a lot of things, including their Catholic faith. So if you haven't heard it yet, 9:30 Saturday or 9:30 Sunday, the last pew.
Pew. The last
on
pew.
Catholic radio. So the I've said that a million times, and I was saying the last pew. What's that all about? And I know.
Tune in, Jim. You'll find out.
But just as I was saying that last word, I thought that doesn't sound right.
This is how it started, listeners. This is how it started
right
here.
That's right.
Okay, so Scott,
first
of all, before we talk about Fortnite for Freedom, which is why we're here today, because that's right around the corner. Tell us a little bit about you.
Okay.
So family, what parish you belong to, what side of town you live on.
Sure. So I am married to Casey Seibert. We have four little ones at home.
Oh.
Izzy, who's five. Ellie, who's three.
Oh.
Charlie, who's almost two, will be two in August.
Charlie bit my finger. He's probably that age.
Oh,
too.
Man. Yeah, he is. He's something else. And then little Dominic Joseph, who was born on May 1st. So
this
is a
goodness,
month and a half.
Just a peanut. Not sleeping. You're not getting any sleep.
I haven't in 5 years. So what else is new?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
Dominic, beautiful name. You have beautiful names. Izzy. What's Izzy?
Izzy's Isabel.
Oh, love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Great names.
Some strong names. Got some good saints up there.
Good. Dominic.
Interceding for them.
Love Dominic. Okay, so what side of town do you live on?
Yeah, so we just moved to McCourtsville back in October.
Yeah,
we're
that's
St.
my
Simon.
Neck of the woods.
Yeah, we're St. Simon parishioners.
No!
This is our first year anniversary. June is when we joined last year. Yeah, can you believe it?
I belong to St. Simon.
I know you do. I saw you at a fish fry one time.
You know, that's I did see you at a fish fry, but I thought you were like a last pew. I didn't think that you were there like as a
It's tricky.
Small world. You don't go to the Saturday evening mass then, right?
No, we're Sunday at 9:15.
Ooh, yeah, well, you're up early with all the...
Yeah, that's almost lunchtime.
I remember a priest a long time ago said we had Easter morning mass. It was like 9 o'clock mass and all the kids are spitting polished bows and everything. And he said, how do you get them up and in the pew for Easter at 9 o'clock? I said, Father, we've been up for hours, hours by this point. So yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
oh, dear.
I know.
Okay. Fortnite for Freedom.
Fortnite for Freedom.
So if someone's tuning in and they're thinking, Fortnite, what? Wait, what? Okay, so explain to us what exactly it is, because it sounds like it ought to be a July 4th celebration.
So it kind of has that feel to it. And really, it started back in 2011, I think. Cardinal, what's his name up in New York?
Yeah, Cardinal, what's his name?
Yeah.
Dolan.
Yes, that's it. Blanking here. Yeah. So he initiated it really as a defense of marriage kind of program, and over the years it's really developed into a greater sense of just bringing awareness and grassroots efforts and prayer efforts to religious freedom and what that truly means for not even just as us as Catholics, but everyone of a religious belief, our believing brothers and sisters. And so it's every year from June 21st to July 4th. And, it's an action and prayer kind of initiative.
Yeah. And you said it started when?
2011,
okay.
And
that was about the time that, up until that point, I think everybody took religious freedom kind of for granted. I mean, you know, whatever, if you were Catholic, Lutheran, whatever you were, nobody bothered you. You did whatever you wanted to. And all of a sudden, the government started doing funny things. And when they announce them, people say, well, that's not going to work because Catholics don't believe in that and they won't bother you.
Well, I remember
yes, they
thinking,
do.
Yes,
I remember
they do.
Thinking the very same. I thought, this won't pass because, come on, this is what our country was founded on.
Right.
I mean, religious freedom is what we were founded on, so it's not going to pass. And I remember I thought it was going to be a whole lot of hullabaloo about nothing.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah, me too.
Earthquake. An earthquake happened when it passed. Really,
it really did.
I was so shocked. You know, one thing that I do want to before the break, kind of direct our listeners to, is and actually it was Patty and Jim. So I came into the office. We were talking about Fortnight for Freedom, and Patty said, "Oh, you've got to go to the USCCB website and listen to this." And I thought, "Oh, 10 minutes. I mean, I don't have 10 minutes to listen to this." And she said, "No, it's well worth the time." Listeners, Scott, have you been there?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It is well worth the time.
It's totally worth the time. And I think it's eye-opening just to see how religious freedom impacts so much of our beliefs and political world and all those laws and things that we do take for granted.
Amen.
It's well worth your time. And it's Fortnight, that's Fortnight, number 4. freedom.org is where you can find that.
Okay.
Go there.
And it's right there. It's right on the very front. Right after the break, we'll go ahead and take a break right now.
Okay.
And we'll chat more about this when we come back.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
Radio is one of the biggest tools that God uses to get truth and hope in life.
To get the truths and the promises of God
into the ears and the hearts of people driving around.
Into the hearts of people through these airways.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Scott Seibert. He is the interim director for the Office for Pro-Life and Family Life. Lots of stuff going on down there. Only, you know what, Scott? There's lots of stuff going on down there all the time.
All the time.
Now, listeners, I know that we directed you to the USCCB website because it does have a great video about the Fortnight for Freedom, which is coming up. But I do want to tell you, it's only about a 10-minute video, and actually it's really less than that because the last part is music and credits and stuff, so it's mm-hmm. really a little bit less than that. But there were two things that stuck out to me in that video. And listeners, I would urge you to go. Not only will it make you feel good about what you believe, but it will reinforce. For me, it reinforced. It was like, oh, yeah. It was like a rallying cry.
Yeah.
It was like, I thought, mm-hmm. yeah. And it's spoken not hysterically. It's spoken very succinctly and methodically and calmly and put out there. And these people they look brilliant and smart. And there's some priests and there's some doctors. It's very interesting. But two things stuck out to me,
okay,
Scott.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing I really liked was we can disagree. We can disagree. I love that about our country. I love that about the discourse that we have available to us, right?
Yes.
But we can't be told you have to be silent.
Mm.
And that, mm-hmm. I think, and I loved hearing that because I think that's what makes me angry, is we can talk about Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, Atheists, Agnostics, Catholics, Jewish. We can talk, and I do. Who doesn't love a great discussion?
Right.
But to be shut down.
Yes.
Or to be told that you cannot protest or you have no voice, which
that's
is what
it.
The Little Sisters basically had was
No
voice whatsoever. That is, I think, what got me all upset. And then the second thing, and it really had to do with, this was about the Little Sisters, the second line that I typed down because I thought this is incredible. The inherent dignity of every person, the inherent dignity of every person is the right to religious freedom.
I love that too.
Isn't that
yeah,
cool?
It's powerful. You know, and I think both of those two things are kind of tied together in the sense that I think our society, our culture has lost the ability to argue. Like, yeah, the formal argument, we label and we assume and it's done. You're Democrat, you're Republican, so I already know everything about you.
Yeah.
No point. And we need to stop that. We need to start coming together. We need to and really take action Sunday, which is taking place on Sunday, June 24th, as part of this, is it really that grassroots effort that's mobilizing people to bring their voices back and go to your politicians, go to your political leaders and fight for what you believe in and make that known and don't be afraid. We used to say you shouldn't talk about religion and politics, and I guess our radio show is saying the exact opposite. We should be doing both.
Well, this is one of those issues that's so incremental that if you don't kind of follow it, you know, it's not a case of you can believe one day and the next day the government says you can't believe. It's not like that. It's just, oh, just this little law, just this little law. You say, oh, well, okay. You know, and then a little while later, well, yeah, but this too. You think, eh, yeah. And before you know it, it's slipping badly away and it's almost too late to object. And so that's what this is all about, to get people active and alert to the fact that it is happening and this is something you can do about it.
Yeah, well, and this time frame is right over St. Thomas More's feast day. And so he's the perfect saint to bring that back because, you know, in his time, and I don't know all the names and all the things, and my poor history teacher is probably cringing right now, but but it was, he was constantly offered those little, well, just bend right here and you'll be free. You'll be able to go home back to your family. You'll be able to keep your job and all those things. And he didn't. And it cost him his life. And I think we take that voice for granted, that we don't have to bend yet. We can and still do have a voice, even if it feels small, and we need to take advantage of it while we still have it.
I agree completely. I had the opportunity a few days ago to go to San Francisco for the weekend, and I took one of those double-decker tour buses, and they took us down to the Haight-Ashbury, which is an intersection, basically, Haight-Ashbury. And I said, well, what's that? So tell me beyond the hippies. I mean, what was it? And it was known for a part of town where all of the hippies like to congregate. And it was really kind of like the time of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, basically, right? But it was the hippies started as pretty much a tree-hugging, organic movement to just it was an anti-establishment movement and get back to nature and get back to love. And that's what it was. And it was supposed to be just a weekend. It was just supposed to be a weekend. And the guy said, but that weekend changed the world. It started, the grassroots effort spread throughout the whole country. But they were songs about, are you going to San Francisco? I mean, this, are you going to San Francisco? It all started with a group of people who started congregating in San Francisco in the Haight-Ashbury area with just a few. I mean, they made a huge difference. They changed the world.
They did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And today, you know, 30, 40 years later, in fact, this is the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of that, of the movement. But we talk about hippies and Broad Ripple right now and the organic movement. But it is all kind of an homage to that time where a few people started. They said something interesting also on that tour that kind of surprised me. San Francisco, population-wise, has the least amount of children of any city in the country.
Wow.
And the most amount of dogs.
Wow. That is interesting.
Interesting and sad all at the same time.
It is.
Because I looked around and you don't see little kids. You don't.
It is. Well, and it's sad to see how many people in my generation and the generations coming up that get dogs before as their trial before
as
kids
their trial.
Or
yeah,
their
sure.
replacement. And in fact, Marriage Prep is part of our ministries here in our office of Pro-Life Family Life. And the inventories have a line asking about pets now because it is such an issue in engaged couples. And it is heartbreaking to see them almost humanize animals to the point of dehumanizing.
But you're exactly right,
babies.
Scott, because isn't that the question that most, you know, young people say, well, can we have a baby or is it going to be a dog? Is it going to be a baby? Well, if we can't have a baby, well, I guess we're going to get a dog.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the deal. So we're equating these two.
It is true. Well, yeah. And some of it's funny and some of it's really sad to think the rights of a baby in a womb have completely gone away, but the rights of animals continues to increase every day. I might get phone calls and hate mail for it, but I think it's something that really needs to draw our attention to the dignity and worth of the human being, which is all part of this Fortnite for Freedom fight that we have here.
And I do kind of want you to go, and that's kind of interesting because in a lot of the stores in San Francisco, almost every store you go into had a little basket in the front with dog treats, free dog treats.
Oh my goodness.
It was like I was in the Twilight Zone. You walk in and oh my goodness, it was exceedingly sad to me. The weather's gorgeous, but it was exceedingly sad that they had doggy daycare where you can drop for a little bit. They had, oh my goodness. Yeah, you get your hair done, doggy. Oh my goodness. Don't get me started. Our guest today on Faith in Action, Scott Seibert. He is the interim director for the Office of Pro-Life and Family Life. And I will say this, there is always something going on at the office. I mean, I printed out and highlighted four or five things. And Jim, actually, you and your delightful better half could avail yourself of one of the activities this summer.
Which is?
The Golden Wedding Jubilee.
Golden Wedding Jubilee.
We probably will. When is that coming up? I need to mark my calendar.
It's August 27th at the cathedral.
That's the day after my birthday.
What?
Wow. That is the day after my birthday.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Perfect way to celebrate.
Perfect way to celebrate. You might get cake out of it. There might be some cake and coffee, I'm guessing.
There will be lots of treats and stuff. Okay. And Monsignor Stumpf, our archdiocesan administrator, mm-hmm. is scheduled to do the mass if we're blessed with an archbishop. You know, there's still a sliver of a chance.
Is there scuttlebutt about?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not the person. I'm just a little peon down there. But if he's here, it's on his tentative calendar, whoever he is.
Okay.
So
August 27th.
August 27th. Registrations have opened up. Go to www.archindy.org/wedding-celebrations, and you'll find all the information you need there.
You know, and there's something else that we don't hear too much about, we don't talk too much about, but we do need to talk about more, and that's the retrovi.
Yes, retrovi.
Retrovi weekend. It's kind of like the last chance stop. I mean, but it's there. It's a great resource.
Oh, and the witnesses.
Tell us about that.
So RetroVi is a weekend experience with, you know, follow-ups for couples who are on the brink of divorce and or already divorced. And it's amazing to hear how many people are literally the papers are in their hand for the divorce, and they go and they experience this movement, really, and it really changes their life and relationships. And for those who are already divorced for years, decide, well, let's give this one last ditch effort.
Oh my goodness.
And they're renewed. The power of God's grace.
Amen.
And RetroVi is one of the worst kept or best kept secrets.
Best kept secrets.
Yeah,
but it shouldn't be the best kept secret. And there's a, where's it, does it show the date of when that is?
Yeah, so August 11th through the 13th is the next one. But if you go to www.helpourmarriage.com, you can find all the information you need there.
Okay.
And that big word that doesn't look like retrovi at all is retrovi.
Looks
like Retroville.
It looks like a town, but it's not.
That's right. It does. It does look like a town. That's exactly what it looks like. That's like that mouse movie or something about the, what was
Ratatouille.
That's what it looks like. I see that looks like Ratatouille. I think, well, what is that doing here? Yeah, that's exactly what I think
there
when
aren't
I see
any
that.
mouses or rats, I promise. Rats.
Okay, so there's also a Worldwide Marriage Encounter. What's good? Yes. That's
going. So we have Worldwide Marriage Encounter weekends. The next one is in November.
Okay.
You know, we've got the birth line. We're always looking for volunteers to help single mothers and single fathers with material assistance. And we've also got a pre-Cana in Spanish. The first one is coming up in August.
New.
Yeah, brand new. It's a first time doing it. But if maybe English is your second language, you're looking for marriage prep in your native tongue, come August 19th. All the details are on our website
now,
as
Scott,
well.
Scott, to be fair, you should have just said that in Spanish.
I know.
Right?
No one's going to understand what I'm saying.
I was going to say.
But there are probably a lot of couples who, you know, maybe one English is a strong language and Spanish is secondary, whose fiance is totally the opposite, and this might be just the perfect thing.
Yeah, yeah, but isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, or if you're a priest or you know some couples who could benefit from this, yeah, most definitely.
So the first Spanish...
Pre-Cana.
Pre-Cana. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll just say, listeners, our guest today, Scott Seibert, he is the interim director of the Office on Pro-Life and Family Life. We hope he sticks around. We hope you stay forever.
Oh, thank you.
And we were talking about Fortnight for Freedom a little bit. That's a starting when again?
Yeah, so it's June 21st through July 4th, and Take Action Sunday is the Sunday, the 24th of June.
Okay, so if people are listening and they're thinking, so what do I do for Fortnight for Freedom? Is there going to be a big rally? Is there something? Is this a prayer? Is this like a 40 days for life? Is this a prayer event? What's the big focal point? What should I be doing? How can I get involved? How can I show my support?
I say first and foremost, go to the USCCB website for ideas. Go to your local pastor. You might have something going on in your local parish community. There's so much you can find online too about prayer, reflect, and act guides with daily reflections on particular issues from immigration to religious freedom, all along the way that that our bishops have kindly put together for us. And then if you go to humanlifeaction.org, you can also sign up there and really see what are the legislative discussions going on right now in Congress, and your voice can be heard. And we're asking specifically for June 24th being the day that you do that. Let's just bombard their emails and phones.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay, Scott Seibert, Interim Director of the Office of Pro-Life and Family Life, Fortnight for Freedom. I cannot urge you enough to go to the USCCB website, watch the video. It is not only inspirational, but it does kind of give a broad picture and a bigger picture of what we're fighting for and why we do have to stand up for ourselves. Who'd have thunk we'd be in this position? Certainly not me. But please go to the website. It only takes 10 minutes, and I would say really more like 8.5, because the last part's kind of pictures and credits and stuff like that. So,
yes.
Scott, you've got about 30 seconds. Anything exciting you want to toss out to our listeners?
Yeah, no, Fortnight, number 4, freedom.org. And the humanlifeaction.org are the two websites. You can always visit our website at archnd.org/PLFL as well for all that's happening here in the Archdiocese.
God bless you. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you for having me. Love being here.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the programming tab and select podcasts.